So continuing our discussion of Afghanistan, but from the perspective of Pakistan now, the president will probably have a lot to say about the U.S. relationship with Pakistan in his news conference later this morning, going through the details of that first ever high-level review of the Obama strategy in Afghanistan. Joining us now is former Pakistani ambassador to the United Kingdom, Akbar Ahmed. He joins us from Washington, D.C. Akbar Ahmed, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Ambassador, I want to ask you a question about some of the complications in the Afghan strategy, particularly some of the details being reported in the New York Times and in some of the British newspapers, and have even been commented upon on this program, that the Taliban finds easy, safe haven in Pakistan. It was something that David Rode, who was a captive of the Taliban in Waziristan, noted on this program yesterday, and something that's been commented upon generally, that you can push the Taliban out of one place, but they find lots of safe places to go, and some of those are in Pakistan.
They're right. They are in Pakistan. When I was the administrator in charge of Waziristan, and I've been commissioner in Balochistan, I administered tribes that, in fact, were in both countries. So the Wazir tribe, for example, in South Waziristan Agency, where I was in charge, is in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. They're spread across the international border, which barely exists, which means the policy of looking at Afghanistan and Pakistan as one region, and of course, the late lamented Ambassador Holbrooke, who I had the pleasure of knowing and working with, was so much involved in, was absolutely right, that you cannot look at these countries in isolation, but as a region. And we need to remind ourselves why this is so critical for American foreign policy. Together, these countries form about 200 million people, Afghanistan, Pakistan. To the east is China. To the south is India. To the north is Central Asia and Russia. To the west is Iran and the Arab world. It is crucial that America maintains its position in Afghanistan, Pakistan for the long run, and therefore not only look at this in terms of a military victory or military strategy. It needs to be a much longer-term perspective in that region.
And we're speaking with Akbar Ahmed, who's a former Pakistani ambassador to the UK, but he's also the Ibn Khaldun Chair of Islamic Studies at American University in Washington, D.C., where he's speaking to us today. His latest book is Journey into America, an in-depth look at Muslims in America. You've really raised an issue, Mr. Ambassador, about sort of this regional notion in South Asia. That I wonder is at odds with the Obama approach to Afghanistan. Yesterday on this program, one of our journalists noted that when the president went to India, he didn't even mention Pakistan. He didn't even mention the region particularly. And that from this person's perspective, that the way to have leverage in Pakistan is to get India engaged, and that President Obama was unwilling to do that. What do you make of that?
I make of that the timidity of President Obama's foreign policy. He needs to understand, and I'm surprised he doesn't, because he knows the region. He's been to Pakistan before he became president. He has an empathy for the culture in the Muslim world. But he needs to understand the organic relationship between the countries of South Asia, India, Pakistan, and, of course, Afghanistan, and that a lot of this depends on how we can treat the region as a whole. And if we are able to bring down the temperature between these countries, many of the problems automatically, they may not be solved, but they recede. To then treat countries in isolation means that we are not being realistic in handling foreign policy.
Well, let me get into the details with you, and if you'll permit me, what is the leverage here? What would the president say to Pakistan about some sort of concession or leverage associated with India that might get the Pakistani government or military to be more serious about the Taliban's presence in Waziristan?
Well, the American aid, for example, President Obama is committed to giving $1.5 billion for the next 5 years. That's a lot of money. Pakistani virtually depends on this aid. There are good relations, bilateral relations between Pakistan and America, which both value. And, of course, the fact that Pakistan itself wants to restore law and order. Right now, there are districts in Pakistan, particularly in the former frontier province, where law and order simply collapsed. One day, the order ordinary people of Pakistan are being blown up by the Taliban. The next day, it's the military or the police. The third day, it's the drone strikes. So the lives of people in Pakistan, in the northern regions, in eastern Afghanistan, are really very miserable right now. So leverage, yes, at the government level, but the United States can put a lot of pressure on Islamabad. In terms of leverage on ordinary Pakistanis, it is limited because right now there is a very high level of anti-Americanism in Pakistan and in parts of Afghanistan.
But what if the U.S. was to take an approach, look, if you get serious about the Taliban, we will get serious with India on this set of issues. Is that something that can work?
It can't work, because when the United States has to choose between pleasing one or the other, it will always please India, and that, of course, Pakistan knows, and Pakistan is consistently unhappy about, because it wants to be treated as a friend, as a special friend. It points to the sacrifices it's made. It points out to the fact that something like 30,000 Pakistanis have lost their lives since 9/11 in a war that Pakistan says has nothing to do with Pakistan.
Right, but that's a pretty huge revelation. Former Pakistani ambassador to the UK saying that the U.S. always sides with India. If that were to change, would policy and the fate of the Taliban change as you see it?
I think it would if Pakistanis felt that America will be a consistent ally and friend, and there's some doubt in a lot of Pakistanis' minds about that. I think they would be ready to commit, and right now they're also hedging their bets. They're looking forward to a time when the Taliban-dominated elements may return in Afghanistan, and therefore you're seeing Pakistan playing almost what could be seen as a double game.
That's a depressing one. What do you think of the fate of this civilian government before we go? Just a few seconds. The Islamist Party pulled out of the coalition.
Both Pakistan and Afghanistan have shaky governments. They're seen as corrupt, as incompetent by their own people, and I won't give them much long-term credibility or sustainability.
He's a professor at the American University in Washington, D.C., and the former Pakistani ambassador to the U.K., Akbar Ahmed, joined us from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you.
He's the author of Journey into America, an in-depth look at Muslims in the United States.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.